Are you ready for Thanksgiving? The way you answer is different for each person. I was talking to a guy who was telling me, and he was so excited as he was telling me all the things he was doing for Thanksgiving. On his land, he had apple trees, and he was telling me how he was canning apples, how he was making apple pie, apple butter. You know, there are many things you can do with apples. And he was talking about the potatoes he was getting for Thanksgiving. He didn't want to settle for ordinary potatoes that you get in the store. There were special, he had a potato guy. There were special potatoes from his potato guy because those potatoes grew in a certain soil and that affected the flavor. He was really into it, and he was happy about all these things that he was doing. Do you do all these things? Are you ready for Thanksgiving? There's something that happened in my own family growing up. We grew up with our Thanksgiving traditions that get adapted and enhanced through the years. But then there was one time, and this happens in families. Families grow up proper and right, and then they marry others. And that happened to us. I'm still trying to get over it, but when it happened, these others with their other ideas. Well, we went over to my brother's house for Thanksgiving once, and we did everything wrong. We ate in this special room called a dining room. I don't know if you've heard of it, but it's a place that's dedicated to eating, not kitchen where it's all proper, where all everything happens. But then they had the strangest tradition where everybody sat at a table and all the food was in the middle, and we all said please and thank you and passed food around. They didn't do it the proper way, where all the food is on all the kitchen counters and stovetop and kitchen table, and you know, the proper way, where each person grabs a plate and loads it up and goes and sits at a TV tray and watches a game or sits on the floor with a pillow or wherever you go. No, they didn't do it right. See, we have these traditions and the things that and what's so funny, and I've discovered, is the people who have the strongest traditions are under the age 20. You do something once and it's right. You give candy corn and the right color of candy corn, and you better do that every year after. But traditions, they're to be life-giving, and they're to be enjoyable. As soon as they become oppressive, as soon as they become hard, and we work for the traditions, oh, then we've lost altogether. Are you ready for Thanksgiving? Oh, one of my brother's families, they had a very hard year. Their son has special needs, and in that year, he had to have, it's just one thing after another. One part, he had to have rods put in his spine to straighten it out so that he could breathe more fully. He had to have I won't go into details, but one surgery, then another. And when it got to time to Thanksgiving, they considered what it would take to make a meal. They considered what it would take to wash dishes after a meal. And so they all, that family, went to a hotel and had Thanksgiving. And it was wonderful. And when they were done having the meal that was not like every other year's meal, they went home and their house was already clean. And they enjoyed. After a year where they had been in and out of hospitals, for them to put a meal together, for them to invite one person over and feel like they had to feed them, oh, it was just too much. But what is at the heart of Thanksgiving? What did they need to do to make it a good and proper Thanksgiving? Well, the word is so simple, especially if you flip it from thanksgiving to giving thanks. It's not hard. And that's what the source of thanksgiving is. You may know that you may know the story about the pilgrims and the Indians and how they got together. You may know the story about how at the very beginning, George Washington, right after the Revolutionary War was complete and we had a constitution, he called for a day of thanksgiving. And the whole nation, all 13 states, celebrated thanksgiving. But that was a one-time deal. You may know that from time to time, as customs grew, it happened in different places around fall through the country. And then, when this nation was in such a hard and difficult time, in a time of civil war, our president, Abe Lincoln, said, "Let's have Thanksgiving. Let's give thanks for all that we do have in the midst of trials and strife." And so that got set as a national holiday from one year to another, a national custom, and then later Congress. And I won't go into the details because this isn't history class. But then it became an American holiday. So this is an American holiday, but we know that it reaches, just like everything we have in America, it reaches back into deeper customs, into deeper heritage. And we have, as a human race, been giving thanks at a holiday with God. Oh, when you look back in Deuteronomy, there are all sorts of, there's a festival of weeks, a festival of booths. The one we read about today, it's a whole week long. We're wimps when it comes to celebrating Thanksgiving. They would have a week-long feast. But when you look at the heart of it and what was spelled out to do, you take your first fruits, or what can be better known as the best of your crop. You get the best food, the best of your crop, the best grapes, and you pull them together and you invite family and friends and you have a feast. A feast of thanks. Are you ready for Thanksgiving? As we come together, as we celebrate in so many different ways, some of you will be celebrating Thanksgiving at a hotel buffet. Some of you will be celebrating in a very quiet time in your home or somebody else's. You may celebrate it correctly in a living room in front of a game, or you can do one of those other strange things and have it at a table called a dining table. I've seen those. Are you ready for Thanksgiving? In the life of the church, in the season of the church, we have white today because this day we recognize as Christ the King Sunday. We do this every year at this time, just before Advent, just before building up toward our Christmas celebration. We recognize Christ the King. Now, it's a strange thing to do. It's a tricky thing to do in the American church, in the United States, because royalty, oh, we bristle at that a little bit. We went to a big old fight to get rid of royalty. So to talk about kings and queens, lords and rulers, it just gets us a little bit wrong. I mean, you look at our big national holiday, what do we call it? Don't say 4th of July. It's Independence Day. And isn't that a strong impulse? Our goal, our hope is to be independent. So to think about Christ as King, well, it goes back to who God is. And more about who God is than about who we are. But because you think back in the beginning, before we were, In the very beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And through Him, everything came into being. Everything, dragonflies, the sun, the moon, the stars, everything came into being through Him. Not one thing came into being that did not come through Him. And this is the one we recognize today, this week that just happens to be before we give thanks to God. We recognize Christ Jesus as the one who was and is and will be. This is a day we remember and notice that God so loved you that God sent this Son, that He became flesh and lives among us. So it is right and fitting to remember this day, to remember Christ, our Lord, even if the word Lord bugs us a little bit. Because He is who He is, and He will be who He will be. So are you ready for Thanksgiving? As we look through this, our one another in this congregation, we think about what we've been through in this past year. And in our families, there are some we dearly miss and who will not be having Thanksgiving with us. And there are some who we hope to see again, but they're so far geographically from us that we'll make a phone call and we'll miss them. And in our church family, on this Thanksgiving, there are new faces. And some of them brand new born babies. And this world, oh, look out world, when these ones grow up. We are in for something. Are you ready for Thanksgiving? The way you answer that question says something about what you plan to do. If your answer to the question, are you ready? If you're thinking, well, I hope to be ready, but I have to go to the store. I have to get the rolls ready. I have to get apple pie ready. Well, that says something about what your Thanksgiving is like. And if you do it in joy, great. Now, if your answer to the question, are you ready for Thanksgiving, is, well, I have to empty out my room so my cousin can stay over. Or if your answer is, well, yeah, I just show up. I don't know, something just happens and it's all there. Well, that also says something for your Thanksgiving. But for all of us, for each of us, for the traditions we hold dear, for the things we do, you're ready for Thanksgiving if you're ready to give thanks. And that's all. Maybe this Thanksgiving will look very different from all the others that you've celebrated. And maybe you will miss some important parts of those past Thanksgivings. And maybe you will do new things and wonderful things. One of the Thanksgivings, we're at one of my brother's houses. And we're a Lefse family. We love Lefse. If you don't know what Lefse is, someday you're in for a treat. And when you have that Lefse treat, and people, all us Norwegians, are watching you and thinking, like, get ready to show us our love. And you take it, and you take a bite, and you go, what? Then you'll know the joys of Lefse. But my family, we just love the Lefse, and we all have different ways of preparing it. Some put sugar on it and ruin it with stuff like that. Some people do it properly and just put it in butter and microwave it like they did centuries ago. But this one Thanksgiving, somebody brought out the Lefse and they peeled back the towel. And it was like, have you ever heard a crowd at fireworks? And everybody goes, ooh. All my brothers and I, we saw that Lefse, oh. And then the tray of butter came out, oh. What treats do you have to look forward to on Thanksgiving? Are you ready for it? I invite you, if there is any tradition that is so hard and brings so much pain, but you think you ought to do it, I invite you to let that one go. Because tradition is a living thing. As somebody said, tradition is the living faith of those who've gone before us. And if it's a living faith, it's a gift, and we add our own flavor, and we add our own joy. And traditionalism is the dead faith of the living. Well, that's such a hard statement. But if traditionalism is working over you and holding over you and is not letting you enjoy the people around you, is not filling your heart with a good and joyful spirit, well, then why are you doing that thing? Let it go. And I'm not talking about watching the Vikings or not. If it brings you joy, if it brings your heart in thanks to God, take hold of it. And don't let anyone take you away from it. But if it sorrows your day and your life and your week, let it go and buy a TV dinner. Are you ready for Thanksgiving? The person I talked to before who talked about his apples and potatoes, he had such joy in all the ingredients he was pulling together. And he had such joy in feeding his family. And if that is you, enjoy. And if it's not, find another way to give thanks. Just show up. Go to a hotel. But find a way so that your heart is filled with thanks to the one through whom everything exists, to the one they came and tried to stifle, and the one who lives and gives you the gift of resurrection. Are you ready for Thanksgiving? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.